Hello and welcome. Good to have you tuned in to EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. It is take two with Jerry and Debbie. And of course, you for a little over 10 years. It was 10 years in June. We have been doing this radio broadcast Monday through Friday at noon Eastern with an encore, a replay at midnight Eastern time with your participation. It is really quite up to you to make the show what it is each and every day. And we just put a topic out there and we know that you're going to take it and run with it again today. Isn't that right, Deb?
Absolutely, Jerry. Couldn't agree more. So here is the question, the topic. We really want to know this if you've ever felt this way. So if you can answer yes or no, or sometimes during certain situations, but tell us about a time when you felt alone in this world. We really want to know. If you've ever felt that way, have you ever felt alone? And if you did, were there people there to help you, to support you, to pick you up when you felt alone, to reassure you that you're not alone? Let's talk about it. And Jerry and I really feel these kinds of shows, these topics, they're so important to us because we really feel that's at the heart of what Take Two is all about. We really want to help other souls. So if you can help souls today by your call, because people are listening, we have brand new listeners, Jerry, every single time we do Take Two. So please, if you can answer this, tell us about a time when you felt alone in this world. All you have to do is call this number. Matt is waiting, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Indeed, Matt Gabinski is on the phones. Michael McCall is our producer. Pedro Quiles is on social media today. So we're waving to those of you who have tuned in via the social media accounts to look at the video online. Again, Debbie just gave you the phone number to call. Have you ever felt like you were sort of, all alone in this world, that you didn't know which way to turn? You just felt like maybe there was nobody there to help you. And then all of a sudden, we'd love to hear, who maybe came to your side, came to your aid, because God provides us with those angels, as human angels, if we can put it that way, to help us through these difficult times. So have you ever felt like really in a moment of kind of loneliness, feeling all alone, maybe despair? 833-288-EWTN. We don't want to leave it there, though. Again, as Debbie said, we want to hear how you came kind of forward, pressed on, and made your way through that. 833-288-3986.
And keep in mind that you do have a very, very strong and very powerful guardian angel beside you. So you are never alone. Okay. You just have to look at Psalm 91 in most translations of the Bible. In the center of the Psalm talks all about how God has given each and every one of us an angel to guard us and guide us in all our ways, all the days of our life. So that means you're never, ever alone. They are right there. They are your heavenly companion, really cheering for you and praying for you and wanting you to feel that comfort and the joy as you journey through life. So always remember that you have, it's a truth of our faith. So always remember that you have your guardian angel beside you. So you're really never alone, but we could feel alone in this world, of course, because the world can be really tough sometimes. And by the way, folks, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Jerry and I feel this so strongly in our hearts. If you're listening right now, there's a reason you're listening and you are part of the Take Two family. So we are live today and we do expect your phone call at 833-288 EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, we will say it as we always do. What you share on this program, your take, in other words, that's what we call it, Take Two, your takes, your wisdom, your lived experiences will impact other people. And it could be literally, I don't think it's overstating it to say that it could be life-changing for someone else who's listening right now. So if you ever have been at that low point of feeling kind of all alone, maybe abandoned in this world, and maybe you're there right now, we can talk to you about, about that and maybe give you a word of encouragement. But we would love to hear how God provided, people and resources and things, and maybe you've come to a place of knowing that you're not all alone in the world now. 833 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Debbie, I'll just share, you know, the couple of times that I have gone through about a one-year period of depression, 9 to 12 months, a couple of times in my life. There are moments going through that that you feel you are all alone. And it's like people try to help and you're like, nothing is going to help this. It's just it's a place of very, very deep darkness at times. Mm-hmm. And so I have experienced that. I've definitely been at that place. You know, you look around, you see people, you know, kind of laughing and smiling and going on with life, and you're just like, you know what? I am all alone mm-hmm. in this mess that I'm going through right now. So
mm-hmm. That's very true, Jerry. We hear that a lot in life coaching, that even though you have family and support and friends around you, you can still, in an internal sense, feel very alone. Like no one knows what you're going through. You're really not happy. You can't share in the joy of other things that are going on or even in the world, and you just feel lost at that place. Have you ever felt that way? Are you feeling that way now? Do you feel stuck? Please call us 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Matt is just starting to get busy on the phone, so this is a perfect time for you to call in.
Always the best time to call is right at the start of the show. There's only one thing we don't like about this show, and that's that you guys call so yep. much that we have to leave a few of you on the line and aren't able to get to everybody at the end of the show. So if you feel like you have something to say, Debbie always says if you're prompted or moved by the Holy Spirit to call in and share right now, that really is the Holy Spirit encouraging you to not only share your experience, but like I said, be of help to other Take-Two family members who are tuned in right now. Got about half the lines are full already. We would love to have you join us on one of those other remaining lines at 833-288-EWTN. We know people tune in and out during the course of the program. If you just tuned in, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we're talking today about feeling all alone in the world. Have you been at that place? Maybe you're there now, or maybe God provided a lot of means and resources to help you come to a better place. Well, let us know. 833-288-3986.
And if you're ever feeling alone right now, you can always get a free consultation at our life coaching ministry. It is really, we're there to help. Great coaches. And all you have to do is visit standtalltoday.com. standtalltoday.com, and we're there to help. Okay, you hear the music, Jerry? We're going to take that really short pause. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. The Take Two family has a lot to say about this. Tell us about a time when you felt alone in the world. Call us, please.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls in a moment. A couple of lines are available if you just tuned in. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, asking you if there has been a time in your life when you were going through life, each day was passing one after another, and you just kind of felt all alone in this world, and you didn't know quite what to do. If you're in that place now, we'd love to hear from you. We can maybe give you a word of encouragement, maybe a resource or two. And if you have, if that's in the rearview mirror for you, we want to know, you know, how it came about that you came to a better place. So give us a call on that open phone line there at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you know, we have the holidays coming up. We mentioned that yesterday, and that means, of course, the end of a year and the start of another year. And we always want to encourage you to get your free EWTN calendar, and you can grow closer to God every day when you obtain one of these beautiful calendars featuring a behind-the-scenes look at EWTN and inspiring images that reflect the bold vision of our foundress, Mother Angelica. So if you would like your free 2026 EWTN calendar, it's very easy. Just go to EWTN.com/calendar and you will find it there.
Okay, before we get to Olga in San Antonio, Texas, I just wanted to just throw this out there for those that are thinking about calling in. If you've ever felt that you were just lost or abandoned or rejected by people in this world, or just felt like, you know, you just when you needed people the most, they just didn't seem like they had the time for you. Please call in. Let's expand this and really try to get to the heart of it and see why it is we're feeling this way and what we can do about it, because we don't want people to feel that way. The body of Christ should never feel that way, because when one is hurting in the body of Christ, we're all hurting. So here's the number. Please call in. And again, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we will go to Olga in San Antonio, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Olga, thank you so much for joining us and starting the conversation. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Olga, and I, by the grace of God, he helped me survive these shingles that lasted from probably like, and for sure it was in, I started getting symptoms in July. They were not diagnosed until September. Although I made like numerous calls to the emergency room, I mean visits to the emergency room, they, I don't know why they couldn't detect it. So anyways, or diagnose it. And so after the last, I suffered with shingles, and that's the most painful thing I have ever felt in my life. I had just gotten, about a month before, I had just finished my cancer treatment, radiation, and that's where, it, you know, on the left side is where I ended up, where I had the radiation, is where I ended up getting shingles. But it was like the, it took the whole spine from the beginning to end. It took about 2 years for the whole process to, for the blisters to go away and all that. But I never, during that time, the worst time, I felt so alone, because the doctors had said, there's nothing we can do. So I had to just, my body just had to recuperate. But I never felt like I did at that particular time. The pain was so intense and so deep. The burning was like I was on fire. The itching was intense. I can't even explain it. But at that particular time in my life, all I wanted to do was die. Mm-hmm. And God saw me through that. And I kept asking, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Why is this happening to me? I just went through radiation and all that. And I don't understand. What is it that I need to change? Where do I go? What is it? And all I could do, there was, in my cry and my yelling, I just, there was, because I lived by myself, I just knelt and laid on the floor where, God, take me. I was desperate. And that was the worst pain in my life. Eventually, what happened, the doctors had told me, okay, you're going to go through this 6 to 8 weeks. Well, the 6 to 8 weeks turned into 6 to 8 months. The 6 to 8 months turned into years. Now it's a lifetime. It left me scarred, and it left me with nerve damage, which is something I live with. By the grace of God, he got me through that. It was the worst thing in my life, but I couldn't explain it. And only God got me there. He got me to where I am today. So thank you, God, for that. And he sent the Blessed Mother to be there with me. My guardian angel was right there. But at that particular time, the worst time, I couldn't feel it. I felt alone, and the doctors couldn't do nothing. I was already full-blown, the worst. And it eventually, it hit, like I said, it started at the top of the spine, and it hit every nerve all the way down. And so it took that long for it to move its course, and it was horrible, horrible, horrible. Yeah. I looked like a burn patient, like something had burned. The scars were so deep. People would look at me, and I was like, oh, it was just, but God got me, here I am today, speaking with you by the grace of God. Yeah. So thank you, God, for that. Well, it's amen, something I will Olga. Never forget. It's hard to, and no, when I see a picture of it, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, but thank you, God. I'm here.
You won't forget it, and I don't think Debbie and I will ever forget. You've been so very detailed in your description of this, Olga, and God bless you. God has asked a lot of you. You know, he thinks highly of you because we know from Scripture that God, you know, allows trials and challenges for those that he loves. And you mentioned the cancer treatment you had gone through, and then immediately on the heels of that came the shingles that you thought was going to be for a short period of time, ended up being much longer than that. And now you said, like, the scars, you know, it's going to be a lifetime. But, you know, I always like to say, I have a saying, and that is, you know, wounds heal, but scars remain. And, you know, we hope, we always ask God, you know, to please heal our wounds and give us comfort and consolation, which you said you received from your guardian angel, and our Blessed Mother Mary is always there for us. But the scars often remain, whether they're physical or otherwise. And we can always look at those scars and think of Jesus, you know, because even in heaven, you know, St. John in Revelation had the vision of the Lamb looking like as though it had been slain. You know, so for all eternity, Jesus will have his scars as well. So we just are so grateful with you, Olga, that you've come to a much better place. Mm-hmm. And go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, and I would just say, Olga, you know, you must be a really strong, strong woman in the interior sense to be able to go through all of this. And so I think our prayer for you is to continue that strength. And I love how you are asking the Lord, you know, what can I learn from this? What do I need to gain from this? That's what we should all be asking. So just know and feel, oh God, I put you in the prayer book. Feel our prayers, definitely, for that continued strength as you journey, okay?
Thank you so much. And if I may say just one more, a new devotion that I picked up since then, mm-hmm. is I've been praying to St. Lazarus.
Mm. Oh, wow.
St. Yeah. Lazarus. Oh, my God. Every time I see him, because I bought a little statue, and I was like, and oh, his day, when it comes, I pray deep, and never have I seen, no, you know, mm-hmm. it just reminds me of that passage, Lazarus, when the dogs were licking his wounds. I thought, can you send me a little dog, something that can help me through? That's how mm-hmm. horrible it was. Yeah. But, yeah, he gave me a new devotion to pray to Lazarus. And, oh, he's close to my heart because he went through those wounds and now he's in heaven.
Yeah, absolutely. I had never thought of that before, Olga.
Yeah, me either.
You've given us a wonderful new spiritual idea and maybe a spiritual practice to incorporate into our lives. Thank you, Olga. God bless you. Our prayers definitely go with you. And please make sure that you say a little prayer for all of us and the Take-Two family as well. We'd appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Olga. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Has there been a time in your life when you felt mm-hmm. alone, all alone, maybe mm-hmm. rejected, abandoned, just down and out? How did that come out for you? Yeah, right. Go ahead.
And Jerry, why don't you address Georgia on YouTube? We need to wave to Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
It's very interesting because a lot of times Jesus did quote from the Old Testament as a fulfillment of the prophecy. So one of the things I just wanted to share is that you have to get the full context of that, of the scripture passages, in order to understand that it is not only a fulfillment, but it has a much more positive ending to it than the initial start of mm-hmm. of the passages. But go ahead, Jerry.
Well, you mentioned context is key, and mm-hmm. we need to take all of the scripture that we read and meditate about and pray on in context. And Georgia on YouTube mentioned that the saints talk about dry spells during their spiritual lives, and she says, I think that's when God seems far off. Is this what happened to Jesus on the cross when he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Mm-hmm. And that is indeed, it's Psalm 22, and it does start out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if we just stop right there, it really is confusing, because how could God forsake anyone, especially his only begotten son?
Right.
But you must read the entire psalm in context, and as yep. it gets down toward the end, especially in verse 22, I will tell of thy name to my mm-hmm. brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. It's a triumphant psalm.
It's a victory psalm. Yep.
It's a victory psalm.
Yep. Absolutely.
But you have to, that's, see, in the Jewish way of reading the scriptures, they would hear just one line of a psalm or something, and they would say, ah, it would conjure up and bring to mind the entire psalm. So we have to definitely take them all in context.
Absolutely. So there you go with that. We do have an open phone line if you'd like to join us. We're asking about a time when you felt alone in this world, maybe abandoned, rejected, people didn't understand. Maybe people did show up, like your guardian angel was really there to help you, and maybe you experienced a great love from the church and people in the church. Please call us and tell us your thoughts on this. And again, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. You're part of the family. So please call up 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we'll go back to the phones. Mike is waiting so patiently in New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Welcome, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Well, when I was a young man, I was in a car accident and I broke my back and it was pretty bad. And I ended up being sent to a military hospital. I was in the hospital, military then. And it was basically not near home, so I didn't really get to see any family very often. And I just kind of all put off in a corner because I was in a striker frame, which they put you in those days, and it was terribly uncomfortable. And so anyways, I actually remember asking God, why am I still alive? Why don't you take me? Well, he never did, obviously, and I'm glad he didn't, because I still had a life after that, even though I was still paralyzed from the waist down when I left the hospital. I was fortunate enough that these nuns prayed for me, where I went to grammar school, and Sisters of Providence, and I received a miracle where I could walk again.
Wow.
And but they had told my parents at the time that I would never walk again. But I am. I still use crutches, but I get around pretty good. I still have other issues about it. But anyway, during that period of time when I was in a military hospital, I was giving up, and I just figured my life's over pretty much because, I couldn't think what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I used to be an athlete. I played soccer, college, and everything, and suddenly I've got a different life. So to make a long story short, I did get through there. I remember I was in a depression. I didn't know what it was. And Corman one day came over and he actually talked to me and pulled me out of it just by talking to me. But I was keeping it to myself. But anyways, to make a long story short, I left the hospital and I went back to life. I went right into college after I got out. Through the VA. And I was able to complete and get my degree eventually. And in college, I met this woman who ended up my wife. Will be 50 years this year coming up that we've been married. And so I'm glad I didn't do something to myself where my life had been over. And during that whole period, of course, I got really involved in the church, and that's been my savior, of course.
Oh, wow. Good.
And we get a lot of graces when we go to shrines, and a lot of great things happen when we go to shrines. And also, I just want to say to anybody listening that's in that situation, to not give up, because your life could improve, and it might get really great. Had I not had that accident, I don't know if I'd be as close to the church as I am now. So that's basically my story, and through that experience, I learned to help other people through a healing oil ministry. And I won't mention the name, because every time I do, we get slammed with orders. So I'm gonna do the leader of the ministry a favor and not say the name. But anyways,
Well, Mike, hang on just a second here. We're going to get a short pause here. And actually, I have to depart because I'm at the seminary here. I've got a lunch meeting to talk about a discernment retreat we have coming up. We have a bunch of men coming to discern the possible vocation of the priesthood and maybe coming to our seminary. So Debbie will take it home from here. But
yes, stay, Mike, with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I am just so blessed, Mike, by what you shared. So please don't go anywhere. And Kay and Earl and Jay, stay with us. We have one phone line open. Has there been a time in your life when you were as down and out as we're hearing from our callers here on the program today? How did God assist you at that time? 833-288-3986.
When we felt alone in this world and our journey through that. And we're talking with Mike in New York. So Mike, hold on just another second. I want to do a quick shout out and congratulations to another affiliate. And Kay and the others, hang on, everybody. I'll try to get to everyone before the end of this broadcast. Great congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Evangelist Radio, serving Summersville, West Virginia, is celebrating, listen to this, folks, drum roll, 15 years with us this week. Congratulations to Jeff and Louise Molnar and their great team at WSJE from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, so we're speaking with Mike from New York, and you know, Jerry and I were just talking on the break, Mike, and Jerry had to depart for another commitment, but I wanted to share, and we both agree on this, that you've been through quite a journey, but it's been such, it's something that you have learned so much and have grown from and appreciated, which is that beautiful point of a spiritual place when you can appreciate what you have been through and know that maybe if it had gone a different way or a different path for your life, you may not have been as close to the Lord. And so that is all completely worth it, wouldn't you say, Mike? And because the soul is the most important. And do I understand it correctly that today is your birthday and you are gracing us with this call?
Actually, it's my 73rd birthday. And
happy
we're
birthday.
Heading to Divine Mercy Shrine in Stockbridge, Mass.
Beautiful.
So
okay.
That's why we're in New York.
Okay. Well, I have to ask a couple of favors then real quickly.
Yeah.
So when you said we, so is this you and your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And I also wanted to say that last year, my wife called, and we were doing the same thing for my birthday. And we did do your prayer request at the shrine.
Thank you. That's the same prayer request I'm going to ask again, because the Take Two family prayer book is just filling up. So if you please, because we love the Stockbridge, Massachusetts, the Divine Mercy Shrine.
Yeah.
And tell us again, Mike, your beautiful wife's first name.
My wife's name is Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
And
yes.
I wanted to say something to Jerry, that the healing oil ministry that we've been helping out was started by Father Joseph Whalen, and he went to the seminary for late vocation at John the 23rd also.
Wow.
And I thought Jerry would like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he's still listening. Yeah, go ahead.
He left in about 1990, became a priest at 66, and he had this healing oil ministry for about 20-something years, and he was 90-something when he passed. And we became friends with him through his ministry. Mm-hmm. And so now we're just helping him out. And
beautiful.
But anyways.
Beautiful. Could you, when I know you're on the road and heading to the Divine Mercy Shrine, but when you get a chance, could you drop us an email and give us that that location or the website of the healing oils? Would you mind doing that?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a take2@EWTN.com. Super simple. Take2@EWTN.com. But that is so cool. I hope Jerry heard that as he was getting ready to depart. But Mike and Debbie, you guys are awesome. I love that you're going to Divine Mercy. I love that you're bringing our prayer intentions. I love that the two of you are together. And especially, Mike, on your wonderful birthday, happy birthday from the Take Two family.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. Yeah, we can hear Debbie.
We'll be
Thank
in
you.
Touch.
Okay.
We'll be in touch, Debbie.
Okay, sounds great, Debbie. Love the name. I love it. Okay. All right, guys, take care. Drive safely. Beautiful call from Mike and Debbie. Wow, that was incredible. Okay, we're going to get to Katie in Texas. And Katie, I'm sorry, not Katie in Texas, Kay in Texas. There is a Katie, Texas, but Kay in Texas on the EWTN app. Kay, you're waiting so patiently. Thank you so much. You go right ahead.
I have three children, and when my oldest was five, I became a single parent. I developed postpartum after my giving birth to my child, and it became difficult for my husband. So I became a single parent, and by the grace of God, I was able to put my son in a Catholic school. And after dropping him off, I would take myself and the girls to daily mass. And my husband's family was my family. So I had no family.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I mean, God bless me with all the people that would go to daily mass. They became like my children's grandparents in a way. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I made it every day. That's mm-hmm. how the prayers, going to daily mass, and I did not reach out to my family because I felt ashamed. And but God has always been there. He's have provided for us everything, and by His grace, by His divine mercy, by His divine providence, my children are grown up. They're all at university, just God has such a great love for us.
Absolutely.
I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. But Kay, I hear that, you know, I can hear the emotion behind your words. Couple things. You said that the parish community, the daily mass goers, they were there for you, which is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And you turn to them, and you should turn to the church, and the church should be there for everyone. And that is wonderful when actually people do step up and really, really act like family. So that's beautiful. You said all of your kids are grown, so I'm assuming they're all out of the house. So well done. Well done. You prepared them to be out there in the world and to be independent. So where are you today, Kay? Do you still feel that love? Do you feel the appreciation?
I am so thankful. I was too busy raising them, and it came too fast. They grew up too fast, and but I'm a different stage of my life now, and I'm very, very grateful. I told them, everything that you are is by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Everything that we are is by the grace of God, and without Him, sometimes it was 1 hour at a time, you know, and it was sometimes it was just Jesus, I trust in you. And and that's how we made it. And I'm just very, very grateful that mm-hmm. He has always placed the right people in my life, in our lives, mm-hmm. and He's never let me go.
Yeah, and He never will. He never will. And your guardian angels beside you, and your children have their guardian angels. So you have a lot of heavenly support. Now, Kay, I know you don't need me to say this, but I'm going to say it just in case you need that extra permission to do this. It's time for Kay, okay? Are you going to really take care of Kay now?
I am. I am. I went back to school.
Good.
I went back to school. My last one went to graduated high school 3 years ago, and so I decided, okay, go back. Now I'm going to go back to school. So I'm going back to school, and I might graduate at the same time that they do.
Wow, so, that's exciting! So, what can you share with us? What you're studying?
Bilingual education.
Nice. Oh, good job.
I have always worked with children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have always worked with children, and I feel it's a calling that he's given me. So I'm just wherever he wants to take me, and
right.
I'm here for him.
Beautiful. Well, Kay, we put you and your beautiful children, you said three children, I believe, three kids. So we put you all in the book. And I hope every single step of this academic journey and into the work that you want to do is just filled, Kay, with abundant blessings, because you've been through a lot. And you have, you're running a good race here, and you're doing well. And you know what? The next chapters are going to be exciting for Kay, and that's what we want. So God bless you, and thank you for sharing. And, you know, keep that joy, and that's what we need as the Take-Two family to pray for you, is that you hold on to that beautiful joy, that you've done such good work raising your children. So God bless you, Kay. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and it's all God.
All God. I know. Everything's all God. All comes from God, goes back to God. It's all grace. It's all gift. And I get you. And we are so grateful to God. But we're grateful to you, Kay, that you shared your story with us. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, Ethan is on YouTube. I'm waving on YouTube again. Love the chats that are going strong. In 2019, my four siblings abandoned me and our very sick mother. I had to look after my mom by myself. Receiving the Eucharist daily sustained me and kept me safe. This is the only way to fight evil. Oh, Ethan, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. Got to stay close to the Lord, especially when your siblings and your family just seem to go away and you don't have that kind of support. The Lord is always there and always faithful, and that will sustain you and will carry you through, and also bring many graces, many, many graces and blessings. Ask for those graces. Whenever you feel abandoned by people or family, ask for more graces. Okay? It's really important. Ethan, thank you for sharing. Earl in Evansville, Indiana on Sacred Heart Radio is up next. Earl, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I was raised very, very poor. My father was an oil field laborer, injured six spine operations. My mother was in and out of the hospital for 10 years, about 10 years. My brother and I were raised alternately by my paternal grandparents. And at 16 years old in high school, I got a job delivering prescriptions all over the west side of Evansville on a bicycle. I was paid 50 cents an hour. And so then my father bought a 1939 Chevrolet. I'm 86 plus years of age. And then they raised my salary to a fantastic sum of $1 an hour. And I drove by an airport delivering the prescriptions. And saw a sign said $2 a ride, so I took a ride, was hooked. And so on the weekends, I took lessons and eventually got my commercial pilot's license. And then because I was so poor, Ponset Airport took up a collection, sent me to Ardmore, Oklahoma, where I received my flight instructor's rating. And I have about just under 6,000 hours of flying, and thanks be to God, wow, with my flight students. But most importantly, I have been so blessed by our Almighty God. I wrote an article called God's Plan, Not Mine, that appeared in our Southwestern Indiana publication called The Message, and our Catholic diocesan newspaper. And in that, my neighbor, who was a classmate of my wife, Darlene, actually married Darlene after the Blessed Mother, said, Earl, you've been going to all these churches, Lutheran, Baptist, Pentecostal. Why don't you go to church or mass with me on Sunday? In the back of my mind, I actually thought, Larry, I don't want anything to do with you Catholics. So after a couple more months of quote-unquote church hopping, I said, Larry, I'll go to church with you on Sunday. He said, well, we farmers go to mass at 5:30 on Sunday morning. I said, doesn't matter. So I went with mass with him. The Holy Spirit touched me. I could still feel it. Mm. And so I asked him what it took to become a Catholic. He introduced me to the associate pastor, I took instructions, baptized on May 11, 1959, and he taught me how to serve. So right after my baptism on May 11, 1959, I served Mass for my first Holy Communion.
Oh.
Then Larry took me to St. Meinrad Seminary, where I fell in love with St. Meinrad, and I enrolled to study for the priesthood.
Wow.
But I didn't have a lot of support, maternal, paternal side of the family, so I dropped out. And my wife said she would only marry a Catholic. So 5 years later, I met her at a young people's Catholic function, and her birthday was August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption.
Right,
and so they
right.
didn't allow us back then to get married on that day. So we were married on August 22nd. We've been married 61 years. She put up with me that long. And I always joke that I have the last word in my family. It's yes, ma'am. But anyway, it's worked. And so I've been so very, very blessed. Being very poor, I have a bachelor's degree in education. I taught science. I was an elementary principal 22 years and a retired superintendent of schools in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And God's been so good to me. My wife teaches scripture on Wednesdays, and I lecture at our
beautiful
local,
Earl.
Church, Corpus Christi, and I have so many, many things of, that God's blessed me with. And
Earl,
so I just...
Go ahead. Finish your thought. Finish your thought, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I am past president of two local retired teachers association.
Right.
And I was honored to be... I was entered the Indiana University's Dean Medallion, which is the highest honor awarded to a graduate of Indiana University. And again, it's not my doing. It's God's plan, not mine. And that was the title of my article.
Beautiful.
And I've been so very, very blessed. And
absolutely. Well, let me just share this, Earl. Your journey is exactly what we talked about, this idea of life being an adventure. You're talking about the pilot's license and going into seminary and discerning that and, you know, marrying your wife and increasing your faith and becoming Catholic. I mean, all sorts of things that you had in your life and in the process. And that allows you to appreciate as you look back and see how God was there, how God manifested himself in all the areas to lead you to where you are today. So beautiful, Earl. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for sharing with us today your journey, because your journey is important, not only because it's yours, but because we can learn from it. So thank you, Earl. God bless you. And thank you for sharing today again. Jay in Texas, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I just have to share More to Life tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck help listeners navigate the waters of family life with solutions straight from the genius of JP2's Theology of the Body. Tomorrow's topic is, can anybody find me somebody to blame? Caught up in the blame game? We'll help you reclaim your power. That's with the Pop Checks tomorrow. And we did have Pat on the line. Pat, if you want to call back real quickly, I can squeeze you in. I really wanted to get to your call as well. In the meantime, let's get to Jay. Jay is in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. First off, I'd like to thank you for taking my call. And I hope you can have be a little patient with me because I have a hard time expressing myself.
Okay.
But we're on the subject with, you know, feeling alone and all that stuff. And I pretty much have, you know, a life of traumatic events and a lot of near-death stuff and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm also a veteran. So the point of why I'm called in, you know, you talked about alone. Number one, I still feel alone. I have a family and stuff and kids. But I remember hearing something about on the radio. I'm a Catholic and everything. But every time someone has a question or says something, there's always somebody out there that probably had that question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to contribute, I guess, in that sense. And I know today is the St. Jude
feast day.
What do you call it? They're honoring St. Jude, and St. Jude's my patron saint.
Beautiful. You know?
And it made me think, hearing all morning and stuff about St. Jude, and I've done, you know, patron of hopeless cases, you know, helpless, you know, help me in my distress. And I was like, dang, you know, that's my patron saint. I mean, like, I must be that really hopeless case, you know, and things of despair of and everything. You know, I know a lot of people have different patron saints. They probably have the better ones, maybe, I don't know. But I got the one that says hopeless, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, dang, you know,
But Jay, one second. Jay, one second. Did you also know that St. Jude is also the patron saint of hope? Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying, hope.
Okay.
Hopeless cases, because we need more hope, right? Because we don't have enough hope, right?
Right. You need the hope, right.
If he's designated, then that must mean I'm a hopeless person. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I understand. So anyhow, okay, you go ahead. I understand what you're saying.
Anyhow, my message. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a hard time expressing myself. And, we're on this traumatic stuff and the lonely thing and all this stuff. And I want to let you guys know, okay, real quick, one thing that I've thought about that comes to me was that poem, Footprint, you know, mm-hmm. when you look back and say, hey, man, there's only one set of footprints. You know, where were you? And Jesus Christ said, well, I was carrying you the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So St. Jude, since today's this thing also, I was in the Army in 1993. I was in Germany, first time away from home. My fiance that I plan to marry, we call this thing in the Army, Jody got my girl. So Jody got my girl, pretty much. She cheated on me. So I'm thousands of miles away, and my heart's just shred to pieces. And the days were great, you know. The days were great, so my mom sent me the St. Jude prayer, novena book, mm-hmm. the 9-day deal. So I did it 3 days. I did it 4. I kept putting it off, right? And anyhow, I finished the 9, and then all of a sudden, I swear to God, the next day was filled with color. Like, mm-hmm. life came, I don't know what it was, call it a miracle or whatever, but it was, that was the experience that I had in my, you know, I mean, so anyhow, does a lot of this stuff have to do with, like, generational stuff? Because it's like, you know, we're born into this world. We're whatever the deck of cards you have, that's what you got to deal with, right? Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't even know if I asked for this. You know, where did I sign up for this stuff, right? So,
yeah.
We go through our life. I'm 51 now, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, am I like trying to make up for stuff that happened before this? That, you know, for like my parents, you know, the all those things. And I'm not all that, you know, smart and to memorize everything, how, you know, and then that's fine and dandy, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's really tough, you know. I mean, a lot of time I feel like Christ in the garden, you know, like, Lord God, I don't sure. want to go through this, man, you know. I mean, and then I can't be like Christ where he's up on the cross and he's like, man, Father, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. Oh yeah, well, a lot of them know what they're doing, mm-hmm. but they still do it.
Sure. But Jay, let me comment on a couple things. Whether or not it's a generational thing, I wouldn't so much focus on that. You said you're a Catholic. I mean, if you want to go to confession and share that, you know, you don't want any part of any generational type situations or curses or things of that nature that can follow the family lineage, I mean, that's totally fine to do, to get that off of you. And in confession, you could do that so that you can kind of wipe the slate clean so that you can live your best life and not have to worry about kind of carrying the baggage from your ancestors. Okay. So that's the first thing. Number two, of course, life is hard. Life is hard for so many people. Some people express it. Some people hold it in. Some people try to distract and do other things. Some people try to numb it. Okay. Life is difficult. But by the way, Jay, you did a beautiful job expressing your thoughts deep from your heart. The one thing that I want to just zero in on is the fact that you are a Catholic and you have a beautiful, rich Catholic church to lean on with the sacraments and the sacramentals and all of the saints. And you said St. Jude is your patron saint. Absolutely. It's beautiful. St. Jude's a powerful saint. All of them are. But you have that support and you have your guardian angel beside you. So we do have the support. The world and the people in it, they're wounded. They're broken. Okay. We're going to have sadness and sorrow and loss and all sorts of feelings that don't quite feel right. And we're like, what are we doing? What exactly are we doing? Well, here's what we're doing. We're getting closer to God on this side of the veil because it's an awesome opportunity to do so. Okay. So the closer we get to God right now, it's only going to benefit us for all of eternity. So that's what you're doing right now. And you shared your story beautifully. And I'm so happy you did. And just know that I put you in the prayer book and feel the huge Take Two family around you, Jay. And thank you for your service in the military. We so appreciate it. Jay, call us again, please. And we just value your contribution today. Pat had a really a great story, I understand, from Florida. Pat, would you consider calling back on our Unscripted on Friday? Please call back on Unscripted. I want to hear the story this week on Unscripted. I believe it's Friday. It's either Thursday or Friday, but it's this week. So, Pat, if you can call back. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro, doing a great job. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, do you feel close to your in-laws? Ooh, that's going to be a very interesting topic. Do you feel close to your in-laws? Thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.